Now in other news, another deadly day in Iraq. At least 30 people have lost their lives in a fresh bomb attack in the eastern province of Diyala. Some 40 others were also wounded after a car bomb hit a market in a Shia-populated area in the town of Saadia. The attack comes one day after violence across Iraq, including a spate of bombings in Baghdad, killed some 60 people and left more than 100 others wounded. Deadly bomb attacks and shootings have plagued Iraq since the 2003 U.S.-led invasion. A spiraling wave of violence has killed thousands of Iraqis in recent months. Sabah Jawad, director of Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation, joins us now on the line from London. How do you view the recent rise in violence in Iraq, and who is benefiting from such unrest and attacks in the country?
Well, the increased terrorist activities, not only in Iraq, it's spreading to Syria and Lebanon, we've seen in the past couple of days. Actually, it's a sign of desperation, is what I call desperation madness by some regional powers, namely Israel and Saudi Arabia, who feel abandoned by U.S. policies in regard to military adventure in Syria, and also regarding Iran and the possible conclusion of an agreement between the United States and Iran on the nuclear issues, which actually put these two powers in the Middle East, namely Israel and Saudi Arabia, in a very awkward position. So they are flexing their muscles in Iraq, Syria, and Lebanon, and elsewhere. And they feel basically abandoned. Bandarban Sultan is acting like a spoiled child who's been abandoned by his mother in the United States. And we see the increased levels of atrocities. They cannot achieve victory in Syria. They cannot achieve victory in Iraq. They cannot achieve victory in Lebanon. But they are capable of killing innocent civilians on the streets. And this is the way they want to do it, that we are here. And you have to listen to us.
Okay, thank you very much. On the line from London, Director of Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation, Mr. Sabah Jawad. Your comments are much appreciated here on Press TV.